Blog Talk Radio.
A family Christmas is the best kind of Christmas. Once you've had a good one, you will make a point to enjoy every future Christmas with your family.
When we come. They told me, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, a newborn king to see, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. Our finest gifts we bring, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, to lay before the king, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. So to honor him, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, when we come. Little baby, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. I have no gift to bring, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, that's fit to give a king, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. Shall I play for him, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, and lamb kept time, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. I played my drum for him, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. I played my best for him, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. Then he smiled at me, ba-ra-ba-bum-bum, me and my drum, me and my drum.
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in that region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men, with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when Jesus was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And so he was given the name Jesus. Let us begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit today. Today is December 6, 2022, the feast of Saint Nicholas. The holy name of Jesus, preparing for December 25th. Are you ready? Heavenly Father, in union with the merits of Jesus and Mary, I offer you, for the sake of the poor souls, all the satisfactory value of my works during life, as well as all that will be done for me after death. I give you my all through the hands of the Immaculate Virgin Mary, that she may set free whatever soul she pleases, according to her heavenly wisdom and mother's love for them. Receive this offering, O God, and grant me in return an increase of your grace. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with the masses said throughout the world today, for all the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family. Amen. O good Jesus, according to your great mercy, have mercy on me. O most merciful Jesus, by your precious blood which you did will to shed for sinners, I beseech you to wash away all my inequities and to look graciously upon me, a poor and unworthy sinner, as I call upon your holy name. Therefore, O Jesus, do save me for your holy name's sake. O God, who did appoint your only begotten Son to be the Savior of mankind, and did command his name to be called Jesus, mercifully grant that we may enjoy the vision of him in heaven, whose holy name we venerate on earth. Through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed be the holy, most holy name of Jesus, without end. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And today, the feast of St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas was born in the 3rd century, around 250, near Patera, which is today along the southern coast of modern-day Turkey. St. Nicholas was born to very wealthy parents, Epiphanius and Johanna, who brought him up in the Catholic faith. St. Nicholas developed a strong love for Christ from a young age. Due to a local epidemic, St. Nicholas lost both his parents, leaving him with an uncle, Nicholas, the Bishop of Myra. St. Nicholas would take the name of his uncle. He learned to read the scriptures, to serve at Mass, and he would become a presbyter. Soon, he became known for his charity among the poor and needy, the sick and the suffering. He would secretly give gifts to children. He would put coins in the shoes of those who left them out for him. Legend tells of him saving a woodcutter's daughter from slavery and did many more acts of kindness. As a young man, he became the Bishop of Myra, continuing the act of love for God's people. St. Nicholas would fall prey in the persecution of the Roman Emperor Diocletian, whose edict savagely persecuted the church. Many religious were placed in prisons, were killed by the local magistrates. The prisons were so full, there were little room for the real criminals. Such was the hatred of Diocletian. When Constantine became the emperor and freed the Christians, and St. Nicholas was released back into society with his faith intact. Historically, St. Nicholas participated at the Council of Nicaea in 325 AD and helped draft the present-day Nicene Creed that we profess at Mass. It is debated that St. Nicholas slapped the heretic Arius because of the heresy he was preaching at the council. Reportedly, the bishops at the Great Council were not happy with what St. Nicholas did and placed him in jail. That night, Jesus and Mary appeared to St. Nicholas, giving him the Gospels and the bishop's tunic. St. Nicholas dies in Myra between 343 and 352 on 6 December. In 1087, Italian merchants stole his remains and took them to southeastern Italy, to Bari, where they are located to this day. In 2009, Turkey has asked for the remains back, but to this point, that has not happened. Each year at the anniversary of his death, St. Nicholas remains exudes a mirror-like liquid substance that reports miraculous works. Manna is taken from his tomb in a flask. In 1950, there was a study conducted on the remains of St. Nicholas, which pictures were taken and measured the contents in the crypt. St. Nicholas was a little more than 5 feet tall. It was also noticed he had suffered a broken nose. In 2005, the results of the findings were sent to England for forensic laboratory research. The miraculous could not be explained with scientific data. There are many groups who claim St. Nicholas as a patron. St. Nicholas built seaports, earning a love of sailors who proclaimed the works of St. Nicholas. Many also proclaimed miracles
In a 300-year period, about 2,000 churches were named after St. Nicholas. Today in Germany and Poland, young boys dress up as young as St. Nicholas, acting out charity among the poor. In the Netherlands and Belgium, St. Nicholas arrives riding on a steamship from Spain to ride on a white horse throughout the towns. Children leave carrots and hay in their shoes, hoping that St. Nicholas might have a treat for them in exchange for a treat for his horse. The modern Santa Claus seems to come from an 1821 children's book called The Children's Friend, depicting Santa Claus arriving from the north riding on a sled with a flying reindeer. My favorite depiction of Santa Claus is one of him kneeling before the Christ child. Santa Claus maintains his red clothing that is derived from being a cardinal in the Catholic Church. Luke chapter 12:33. Blessed are those servants whom the master finds awake when he comes. Truly, I say to you, he will gird himself and have them sit at table, and he will come and serve them. And so the story of St. Nicholas. And so when you see Santa Claus dressed in his red, that is in respect to St. Nicholas, who is a bishop and cardinal. And so...
You're listening to the Catholic Defender Radio Network.
Today being December 6th, it would be interesting to hear on the news. Do you think that they would telecast this miracle that happens on the feast of his day when he exhumes myrrh from his remains? Wow. That happens. So praise be the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. And so this is one day closer to December 25th, the very day that Jesus was actually born. He was born December 25th, 2 B.C. And there's so much about the story of Jesus coming into this world as a little baby. But he will one day come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And so, be ready. Be ready. Prepare. And preparing for Christmas is for Advent, the coming of the King. What a great. If it's been a while since you've been to Mass, my encouragement is that you would go back to Mass. Go back to Mass and begin praying the Rosary. And so here's our Mass Pro.
If you haven't been to Mass in a while, have you wondered what you've been missing? The creator of the universe, becoming the bread of life, just for you. Why not start attending Mass again and see for yourself what you've been missing?
and how important to go to Mass. Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. Go to confession if it's been a while and get yourself clean, spiritual clean. When you go to confession, which I call the mercy seat of God, Jesus will honor this mercy that you are bestowed, that he bestows on you through the confessional. And when we do stand before him to face his judgment, when we face him in our judgment, he will honor that mercy that he bestows on you. He will honor that. Man. So, wow. So, now is the time, as it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, now is the day of salvation. Now, behold, now. So don't put off for tomorrow what you know you should be doing today. So if you haven't been to Mass for a while, if you haven't frequented the sacraments, now. No greater gift that you can give our Lord for Christmas than the gift of yourself, which he longs for. He loves you so much. He was on the cross and he says, I thirst. He's thirsting for our response of love towards him. But we can do that. So God bless you.
Saturday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, Deeper Truth presents Freedom Is Not Free. We look at politics from every conceivable angle.
The one on the right was on the left, and the one in the middle was on the right, and the one on the left was in the middle, and the guy in the rear was a Methodist.
This freewheeling discussion highlights the accomplishments of many who are working to save America.
The guy on his rear said, oh dear.
Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, and his team host this fast-moving review, along with guest commentator Kansas Representative Bill Sutton, provide thoughtful analysis of where America stands, whether in the crossroads or the crosshairs. To join the conversation, call 646-595-2071, 646-595-2071, and remember, freedom is not free.
And the guy in the rear burned his driver's license.
Oh, holy night, the he break, for the slave is our brother. And in his name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus raise me. Let all
and oh holy night, and oh holy season, the season of Advent, the preparation for the coming of the King. Oh holy night, as we prepare midnight mass. Oh, that is such a wonderful tradition that we maintain. And so, this is an opportunity for us to grow closer to our Lord. So that, oh holy night, means more to us because he came out of love for us. And we'll come again in glory one day to judge the living and the dead. And that's why I encourage you to go to confession, if no other reason, for the grace of it. That's very important. For God's grace that he bestows upon us, his mercy, mercy, as for our Lord's mercy, and by the power of his holy name, he freely gives us his love. And what do we give him in return? Respond back to his love with our love. And you can't help but grow in your holy faith, your holy Catholic faith, and the lives of the saints. We're a work in progress, but he's with us. He's walking with us in this journey every day. And he wants to be such a part of our life. He wants to be such a part of it. And he wants you to be with him for eternity in heaven with him. And so, an act of love by going to Mass. When you go to Mass, you do so out of love for our Lord and love for His church. So with this, and with, I will end today's Holy Name of Jesus preparing for December 25th. Are you ready in the feast of St. Nicholas? So we will end today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Blessed be the most holy name of Jesus, world without end. Amen.